Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Corey Curtis from News 2. Taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, some of you were planning on going to the SEC tournament today. No longer going to happen. And my brother texted me last night. He had tickets to the Tennessee-Alabama game today, and he had tickets to three Grizzlies games coming up over the course of, like, the next 3 weeks. Did not go well. Not going to be using any of those tickets, and I think...
Well, he lucked out on the Tennessee-Alabama game.
Well, he's going to get his money back on the SEC tournament.
He will.
Will he get his money back on the Grizzlies tickets?
I don't know.
That's what I'm curious about.
I don't know if we...
That as well. And that's
another person I want to hear to speak to is Adam Silver. I haven't seen anything from him yet as far as, like, outside of statements. Like, I would like to see him have a press conference or something and answer questions like that.
And players get paid on game revenue.
Yes.
So will the player... a guy signs a $20 million contract... Will he miss out on all those game checks? I mean, because the team's not getting any revenue for those games. There's no TV. There's no turnstile money.
And that's why I wonder, like, if you're the NBA, I know a lot of people have talked about when the NBA does come back, do you just shorten the regular season and go right into the playoffs? And if I'm a player, especially on a team that's not making the playoffs and I'm getting paid by game, I say, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, what
if I have an incentive in my contract that I was always injury prone and all of a sudden you play 70 games, we pay you this amount of money, and now all of a sudden you don't get those 70, 75 games.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of money to a lot of people on the line here. It's going to be interesting to see how they do it. And then we had a caller bring up the idea of playing 5-game series in the playoffs.
I like that.
Later. And I like that idea too. But the leagues may not like giving up, all that money from those two extra games per series. There's a reason they play 7-game series, and it's not just to balance and make sure the best team gets through.
Right. I mean, there's money involved in pretty much every aspect of these decisions, which is why I think when you're the NBA, a lot of people have said that they've overreacted to this. They're losing money on this. I mean, this is not something that they do and take lightly. I mean, this is a decision that they're almost forced to make.
That's why, I think you're in denial at this point if you think this is an overreaction, because the Ivy League has canceled everything. And let's face it, those are some of the very smartest people in our country. The NBA has shut down. The NHL is likely to shut down. The NCAA tournament, if it goes on, is not going to have fans. The remainder of all the conference tournaments is not going to have fans. So we're saying that all of these people who all run these leagues are just panic-stricken and making these decisions when they're all in contact with health officials and the CDC and experts. So they're all ignoring all these people who are telling them not to do anything and just panicking and not doing it. No, health officials are telling them, You need to shut this down.
Yeah.
We got to get this thing under control. They're following the guidelines of medical experts.
Yeah.
And in a global pandemic, which we are in, I think that's a pretty good community to listen to right now. Kind of like if that asteroid's coming to Earth, I think I want to listen to NASA.
Go get Bruce Willis.
That's right. We need Bruce Willis and we need NASA. Okay. I'm not going to ask a doctor how to stop an asteroid. Okay. But I am going to ask him, what do we do about coronavirus? I'm going to listen to him.
That's right. That's right. We have a surprise guest, Corey.
Nice.
Adam Vingan from The Athletic has called in, my fellow Smash Brother that you can listen to here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on Friday nights from 6 to 7. Adam, what's going on, brother?
I'm good, guys. I'm in my Toronto hotel room awaiting the league's next move. I was getting ready to head over to the rink for morning skate, but as I'm sure you all have already
discussed,
the NHL has advised all teams not conduct meetings, practices, morning skates today. So we're all in a holding pattern right now.
Adam, it seemed to Corey and I that it's almost, I don't want to say a foregone conclusion, but we think it's very likely the NHL is going to follow the lead of the NBA and suspend their season maybe as soon as today with the announcements that they may have this afternoon. What direction do you see this going?
I can't imagine a scenario in which the NHL decides that it's a good idea to play games. I mean, you saw, and I'm sure you've been discussing all morning, just how quickly the NBA went from Rudy Gobert has coronavirus or might have coronavirus to the season suspended until further notice. I can't imagine the NHL, with the time that they've taken to make this decision, because they made a statement last night that said, we'll make a decision tomorrow. I can't imagine that whomever they're speaking to is going to say that it's a good idea to play games. And I also can't imagine a scenario where some teams cancel games and others keep playing. For example, if I'm not mistaken, you know, Canada does not have the same number of people that have tested positive for coronavirus, at least those that have been publicly reported.
Right.
But I can't imagine a scenario, again, in which they think it's okay for the Predators and Maple Leafs to play tonight. You know, I imagine the team is sitting at their hotel, which is a few blocks from the arena, awaiting the next move, as we all are. But I would think it would be incredibly irresponsible and dangerous to the health of the players, the media, the spectators, if they were allowed in the building to hold a game when we have the information that we now have.
Adam, the date we're kind of picking on right now is April 1. That's the date that the Capitol building in Washington is closed till Major League Baseball thinks they're going to start their season on time. So we're kind of thinking that if they shut things down now, that in the next 2 to 3 weeks that our country is going to have a good grasp on this thing and the spread of this thing and containing this thing. So if hockey, hockey's not gone yet, but let's just say everybody comes back around April 1, what does that mean?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm curious to see what the league decides to do, because there's every team roughly has about 10 games left, 10 to 12 games. I'd be curious if they were to just start the playoffs. And if that were the case, based on points percentage, the Predators would make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They would be the first wild card team in the Western Conference if the season were to end and they were to award playoff spots based on points percentage. You know, and that way, you know, I believe, you know, the playoffs, the NHL playoffs are scheduled to start, I believe, April 8th. So if the season were to, you know, be postponed until April 1st and they were to just decide, you know, to start the playoffs, you know, you're on the right. You're still on the same track in terms of timing, probably.
Yeah, you give everybody a week to practice then.
Yeah, exactly. Similarly to when the NHL lockout in 2013 ended. They had like a week training camp,
mm-hmm.
like a week-long training camp before the season started in January of 2013. So that's a good point, Corey. I'd be curious if they just say, okay, take the next week to practice, and then we'll start the playoffs on time. I mean, that's one thing. Of course, the teams that are out of the playoffs are 1 point out or 2 points out.
Yeah, they're
going to throw tantrums. But, I mean, you've seen other leagues, other hockey leagues specifically in Europe, cancel their seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out. Multiple countries have done that. I believe the Swiss League just decided to do that either yesterday or today. So, you know, I'd be curious if they just think that this ends the regular season, and if they can get things under control by the 1st of April, as you said, they just start the playoffs, and, or just, you know, take a week, let teams get back into a rhythm, and then start the playoffs on April 8th, which is the scheduled first day of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Adam, I know you haven't had a chance to be around the team since all of this news came out, specifically last night when it came out, but just from the simple policies that had been taking effect the last few days, changing the media policies, how much of a topic of conversation do you think the coronavirus has been among the players, among the coaching staff? We had Dan Lambert join us earlier in the show and said, you know, quite honestly, up until the last 48 hours, we hadn't talked about it a whole lot. But now it's obviously going to be something where they're sitting there in Toronto in a hotel room, presumably right now, waiting to see whether or not they play a game. It's just been amazing how quickly this has all kind of devolved to this point.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they're not be getting a crash course in coronavirus right now, and the necessary steps to avoid contracting it, or if, you know, God forbid, one of the players has it, you know, passing it to somebody else. You know, Tuesday in Montreal was an interesting day because that was the first day that the Predators used the new media policies. And, you know, after the game, there was, you know, a rope, you know, around a certain section of the area at Bell Center outside the Predators dressing room. And there was a little box, and Roman Josi and Ryan Johansson, UC Saros and Philip Forsberg, and even John Hines, you know, were standing on this little box and basically having to shout at us. So that we could hear their responses to our questions. I mean, at one point, because the area near the visiting dressing room at Bell Center is right by the loading dock, you know, as the equipment trucks are backing up and the doors are opening, you know, the metal doors, you know, John Hines started shouting, like, because he noticed that there was noise happening around him that was making it hard to hear. So he actually raised his voice, and I tried not to snicker just because I thought it was, you know, it's just an incredible situation. I mean, to think where we've come in such a short amount of time, like just the idea a week ago that, you know, at first it was, oh, we're not allowed in the dressing room, you know, and now it's like.
Yeah, that joint statement was a big deal. I mean, when all four leagues came out together, we were like, holy cow, this is unprecedented. And that's nothing now.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, now you have the most global, I mean, I would imagine, I don't know if it's the most global sport, but I would say it's definitely one or two of the biggest global sports in the NBA, you know, suspending its season until further notice. I mean, it would be incredible. As I said before, it would be incredibly irresponsible of the National Hockey League to go forth with their season knowing what we know.
It's going to be really interesting to see what decision they make earlier or later today. I think we might have an idea based on some of these reports about morning skates and practices being canceled. That does not give me very good hope that they're going to continue to play games as they move forward here, at least for the next little bit. Adam Vinken from The Athletic has been our guest. Adam, thanks so much for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Be safe.
You too.
Reading now that Bob Pockris from Fox Sports is reporting that the March 22nd Homestead race has been postponed.
Wow.
And that's all guys who are in their cars.
Yeah. By themselves.
By themselves. Yeah.
It's... This is going to be. I mean, we haven't even talked about the MLS yet. I mean, they've got to make a decision on this as well.
Someone asked this. We had a caller that asked about NASCAR.
Yeah,
I haven't heard anything about NASCAR.
No, that's it. Yeah. It's just right there. They're going to. They said the race is postponed. They're deciding whether to hold the race without fans. I would think,
but
that would be a sport you could do.
You would think
on TV.
But that's what I'm curious about.
I mean, it's
about.
Not like anybody goes to the races anymore anyway.
That's true. Not a whole lot.
Wow, did I just say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Wow.
Yes,
you have people really mad at you, Corey.
Yeah, I know. But look, NASCAR used to be huge.
Yeah.
We can all see the stands now. We all can embrace reality.
That's true.
They've got a battle going on.
When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Hal Gill from the Preds Radio Network will join us at 9:30. We'll get into some of this with him as well. If you've got thoughts on how the NHL should approach the coronavirus, how the NBA already has, give us a call, 615-737-1025. We'll take your text messages, too, at 615-737-1025. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Corey Curtis here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Corey Curtis from News 2, taking you through just a crazy day in the world of sports. It continues to kind of unfold and unravel right before our very eyes. The NHL canceling all morning skates, all morning media availabilities, all morning meetings between teams. And, you know, it seems like later today, after 12 o'clock Central Time, they may have a decision on the rest of this season. Are they going to continue to try to play games, maybe in front of no fans? Do they follow the NBA's lead and cancel games altogether for the foreseeable future until they have a better idea of when to resume play? There's a lot of things up in the air right now. Corey, one of the things we've been talking about, the NCAA tournament, got a text in on the text line that says, I've yet to hear anyone mention that after the players would finish playing in the NCAA tournament, they go back to campuses with 20 to 30,000 students after that. You're seeing a lot of colleges kind of take that problem away by not meeting on campus.
That's right. I mean, UT has shut it down. Vanderbilt has ordered their kids to move off campus. I think Tennessee, you've got to move off campus too. Is that correct?
I heard that. Yes.
Okay. But I think at Tennessee you can get an exemption to stay, but at Vanderbilt they're pretty much ordering everybody's got to go, and they got to be out by Sunday. I mean, which is tough because a lot of the Vanderbilt population is not Tennessee related. They've got a large international population.
Where do they go?
Yeah. I mean, you're telling them to get out of town in 3 days. I mean, that's tough. And then you've got a lot of kids from all over around the rest of the country that are shocked to hear this. And so, yeah, so there, and I know Belmont has extended spring break. Mm-hmm. I know
MTSU did.
MTSU did. I think Trevecca has extended spring break. And not only these schools extending spring break, quite often the week or two after that is online only. So again, we're pushing things into April. And I keep getting to this April, you know, the next 3 weeks or so, getting this containment under control. And then after that, you know, we'll be able to proceed as a society on a more normal level, hopefully. I think that's what the aim is here. And judging by the actions of these leagues and these universities and our government, that, you know, I'm just trying to piece together because no one's giving timelines.
Sure.
And as I put together the timelines of these universities and the timelines of our government and of Major League Baseball, I'm just going, okay, it looks like the beginning of April is when people are thinking we're going to be able to get this under control. I'm not going to say eradicated, gone. That's ridiculous. But under control.
Good. Yeah, and we talked about like the sports element of this earlier, not in terms of, you know, the simple plain reactions of postponing seasons, which has already happened in the NBA and may happen today in the NHL. But, I mean, if you're a team like the Colorado Avalanche, Nathan MacKinnon is out of the lineup, you postpone the season, all of a sudden he's healthy and ready to go when it resumes. That helps you. We had a text in on the text line. It says a team like Columbus might applaud this stoppage as they get more healthy since they've got 9 guys on injured reserve right now. If they get to play again, that's going to help. Yeah, I mean, obviously that's the secondary concern if you're a sports team of, you know, yeah, we might get some of our guys back too. I mean, I think that may be one way to look at it, especially if you got a lot of players injured on a team like Columbus or Colorado right now.
And if you're a team that's banking on making the postseason based on other teams' injuries, you're not good enough to
probably
be in the playoffs.
Don't need to be in there anyway.
Yeah, you probably don't need to be there anyway. So again, that's secondary. There is an impact. We're not going to pretend there isn't an impact. Just like playing in front of an empty stadium, there's going to be an impact. It'll be interesting to see what that is. Having said that, it's now 9:20. We're an hour 40 from tipping off like ACC and Big East games today,
yeah.
And those have not been canceled to this point. The SEC is 2 hours and 40 minutes from tipping off today. Those games are still going on as far as we know. So as each minute ticks by, you know, the better chances are that we're going to see those games actually played today.
You would think it's less and less likely at this point that the SEC basketball tournament will cancel their games, at least for today. Now, this is fluid. If we've learned anything in the last 24 hours, it's how fluid this is, and that could change. But right now, it appears like those games will go on today with no fans in attendance.
Now, having said that, we haven't talked about the TSSAA.
Yeah.
The girls' quarterfinals are going on in Murfreesboro. Those games are scheduled to go on as planned with fans today at the Murphy Center. They have said it's a fluid situation. It will be reevaluated after the quarterfinals. So we'll see what happens there. But if you were planning on going to the Murphy Center today, the last word I saw was last night from the TSSAA that those games were going on as scheduled with fans.
Yeah, that's the last thing I've seen on that as well. So maybe there will be an update on that later today, but right now it seems like that's going to take place as scheduled as well. The NCAA tournament part to me, this is where, especially if the NHL does what you and I, Corey, expect that they're going to do today, and that is follow the NBA's lead and suspend play, then I think the NCAA tournament gets put in a really tough spot because it's not like it's the other professional leagues. If you're the NHL and the NBA, yes, it's not ideal to suspend the season, but there are ways that you can continue to play again once, you know, you decide to reinstate action and bring people back into the fold. NCAA tournament, it's different. I mean, you've got college kids. In some cases, you've got college kids that their eligibility is running out and they may want to turn pro and enter the draft. I mean, if you get the NCAA tournament starting in, you know, mid-April, I mean, all of a sudden, you know, that's really late. The venues, I mean, some of these venues that they're playing in, even in the early rounds, they could be hosting NBA playoff games or NBA mm-hmm. regular season games, NHL playoff games at that point. So a little bit more complicated, I think, to figure out from an NCAA standpoint than it would be from an NBA or NHL standpoint.
Well, we talked about earlier that they're already looking at moving to smaller venues mm-hmm. for the Final Four and the Elite Eight and those. And I'm openly wondering, they control the stadiums on campuses, if they'll go to an on-campus NCAA tournament if they decide, in fact, to have one. And also to eliminate, I mean, you know, we see these smaller tournaments, you know, I think the NIT play on campus.
Yeah.
You know, could they decide to do that until the Final Four? That could be something as well.
And look, it's so crazy to me, because I'll be honest with you, Corey. I mean, when I heard the Ivy League was canceling their conference tournament,
they looked like they were,
isn't that a little bit too soon to kind of make that call? You still had, I mean, the NCAA tournament at that time was scheduled to take place as planned. You know, SEC conference tournaments were about to begin. All these different conferences around the country were still going to play. And I thought, you know, maybe that's a little bit early to do that. And now, I mean, that was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And now,
and they're the smartest people in the country, right?
Yes, they are.
And they led the way.
Yeah.
And we all questioned them, and we were all wrong.
Yeah. And now it seems like that's going to become the normal way of going about things. I'm interested. We're going to have Hal Gill join us at 9:30. I'm interested to see what's kind of going on and going through the minds right now of the Predators, because right now, I mean, they're talking about planning. We had Dan Lambert on earlier in the show, planning on playing a game tonight and trying to get ready for that. And this was before they announced that morning skates would be canceled, the meetings would be canceled, media availability, the whole shebang being canceled this morning, or at least advised to be canceled by the NHL. Here we are. You know, you're in Toronto. You're in the thick of it in a playoff race. You've won three games in a row. You feel like you're starting to build some momentum if you're the Predators. And now you've got to be faced with the very real, and I think I would even say likely possibility, that your season, at least temporarily, could be put on hold here coming up. That's a strange place to be if you're a player. And I think if you're a fan or even a player on the team looking at it, it's unfortunate timing at any point, but especially this point, because I feel like the Predators are starting to play better. I feel like they're starting to maybe find an identity to themselves and to their game, and that's a tough part. Like, if you get suspended for 2 or 3 weeks of playing time, it's going to be difficult to carry that over, you would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of uncharted waters that are going to have to be crossed. And, you know, that's why these leagues have put out until further notice, because they need time. They need time to figure it out. And I think they're going to have it, because they're going to have a couple of weeks. I mean, because it doesn't really make sense to come back and start playing again in 3 days. At that point,
just don't suspend the season.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's why I think it's going to be a few weeks, and they're going to have to figure, you know, a lot of this stuff out, what works best for them, what works best for the players, and what works best for fans. And listen, we're going to need these things to come back as a society. We talked about the impact of sports on 9/11. And I think the return of sports will be a part of the healing process of our country as we come back from this. And we will come back from this. We come back from everything.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a civil war. We came back. We can come back from the coronavirus.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And going to be interesting to get Hal Gill's thoughts. He'll be coming up next. We'll ask him, what exactly is going on where he is right now? He's in Toronto with the team. What's the vibe like around the Nashville Predators right now as they wait on a decision from the NHL later today? That's next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Corey Curtis here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Corey Curtis from News 2. Pleased to bring our good friend Hal Gill to the microphone. Hal Gill brought to you each and every week at this time by Puckett's. Skillsy, what's going on, man?
I don't know, man. This is crazy. Crazy world. The Preds have canceled morning skate, so I'm in a holding pattern waiting to figure out what we're doing.
Hal, it's been probably the craziest last 12 to 24 hours in the sporting world. that I think any of us can remember. The NBA suspending their season indefinitely last night. The NHL kind of deliberating on what to do right now with an announcement scheduled for later today. Corey and I have been talking about this all morning, how it's pretty difficult, I think, from our vantage point to imagine the NHL not following in the lead that the NBA has put out there. Would you be surprised if the Preds play tonight in Toronto?
It seems like most teams, most leagues follow suit, so I would be surprised. But at the same time, I think everyone's got to process information. I feel like we're in a Twitter world where everyone just throws out their opinion. I think everyone's got to do their homework and figure out where they stand and how they're going to handle all of this. And I'm sure the NHL is doing just that and figuring out how to play this the right way. So we'll sit and wait.
Al, what's the vibe like around you right now? I presume at the team hotel, just a very different morning, obviously with morning skate not going on, no meetings. What's the vibe like around the city right now?
It's bizarre. And talking to guys in Toronto there's always a lot of media. There's a lot going on. Guys are doing interviews everywhere. A lot of players have friends here and just being such a big city in Canada, it's a big deal up here and they're talking about it a lot and trying to break down what would happen in the event that there is a cancellation. What do they do? How do they set up a playoff format? Is there a playoff at all? There's a lot that's being talked about right now. So for the players, it's got to be bizarre. They're just sitting here waiting. And, I've been around when we had games that, storms are coming through and you're going, all right, are we going to cancel this because of the storm or how is this going to work? And you sit there and wait and, it's kind of hard. You try to prepare, but at the same time, it's a little different. And so I'm sure these guys are sitting in the room the same way I am trying to figure it out. But you want to be focused and ready at the same time. So for them, it's got to be difficult.
One of the things that's brought up, Hal, is the crossover in venues with NHL and NBA teams. How much of the facilities, from your standpoint as a guy who's been in a million of these locker rooms, are shared between NBA and NHL teams?
Yeah, it's kind of you're coming in and going out. When I was in Boston, for sure, I'd bump into the Celtics on the way out and they'd be coming in having a night game after we had a day game. There's a lot of crossover. So I assume that they're getting the same intel. That would just make sense to me, that they're getting the same information that the NBA and the NHL are because they're so linked. It's not like the baseball or football where it's outdoors. It's a different story. So I assume NBA and NHL are sharing the same intel, and how they digest it is going to be the question. Well, we'll find out soon. I think they have a board of governors meeting at 1 o'clock Eastern. So,
yes.
Soon, hopefully we find out.
Well, the good news for the Predators is if they do, in fact, stop play, and they do, in fact, pick up play with the postseason, they're above the line right now.
Not by much. It's close.
Didn't need to be much. They're above. That's all that matters.
Well, they were talking about it yesterday and speculating. What do you do? How do you set it up? And, a lot of people are suggesting a play-in from the teams that have a percentage chance to make it. You can't just say you weren't going to make it, you were out of the playoffs when there's nothing left. So if they suspended play and did a late playoff system, who would be involved? And it's kind of an interesting question because it's a little easier in the East because Florida, New York, and the Islanders would play against Columbus and Carolina. In the West, it's tough. Do you say, is Chicago out, six points out? Are they officially out of the race? I don't know. It's just how do you manage that? And it's kind of an interesting question. of how you would format a playoff to get into the playoffs. You know, it's not like baseball where you do one game play-in, which is bizarre anyway. You know, we'll see if they decide to do it. If they do cancel it, how do they play that out?
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill on the line with us, brought to you by Puckett's each and every week at this time. And Hal, kind of the other part, and this is obviously secondary to everybody's health concerns, but if you're the Predators, I think you feel like you're starting to play a lot better. You're starting to put your game together. You know, winning three games in a row, the power plays come to life. You're feeling good about yourself. And if things go the way that I think Corey and I expect them to go later today and the NHL suspends play, it's hard to build on momentum that way when you may not play for another who knows how long.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's similar to the break. I thought the Preds went into the All-Star break and playing really well, and they came back and they laid a couple eggs. So, you know, the Preds for sure want to keep going and playing at the way they are right now. They've been so – those games in Dallas were, like, meticulous. They were perfect. They're patient. They played hard, but they played the right way all the way through those two games. You know, Montreal, they had a little hiccup, but overall, I thought they played another really good game where they came out with a solid period, followed it up with a period where they're just really dominated and Montreal kind of folded. And then, you know, Montreal came back, but I feel like they finished that game off the right way. So, right now they're playing well. They'd love to keep it rolling.
How excited are you to see the toughness that has started to make its way back into this lineup with guys like Tenorti and Holzer clearing out that goal crease for UC Saros, even Roman Josi with the cross check on Corey Perry? It just seems like this team has started to get its spine back a little bit in that toughness department.
Yeah, they were kind of lacking that for a long time. You know, it's awesome because I've seen it so many times, and I was a speed bump for a lot of defensemen that were offense-minded, and, you know, you need a puck-moving defenseman, and you need a skilled guy to join the rush, and, you know, all these guys kind of jump ahead of you in the lineup in the beginning of the season, and then guys like Tenorti, guys like Holzer come back, and you go, okay, you know, now games mean a lot. We need defense. We need toughness in front of the net. And that's where these guys come in. And that's what I've been real impressed with Tenorti and Holzer. They're just, you know, it's nice to have a lockdown D pair in your 5-6 spot. I think they've been playing really well. But they're playing with an edge. And there's so much to be said. I don't want people to take it lightly. When Tenorti goes over and grabs Perry and gives him a shot after the play, after the whistle, just a little shot here, letting him know, like, this is going to be a long night, and Corey Perry eventually had to face up to him and had to have a little wrestling match. But it means a lot to that bench. You know, when you're on a bench and you got a guy going out and doing that, You stand up a little taller and you play with a little more jam in your game, knowing that you got that guy on your team. And that means a lot. And I think it goes without notice a lot on teams. But if you don't have it, I really feel like it stands out. And I feel like the Preds had that at times with Austin Watson, where they popped their chest a little bit. But with Tenorti and back there, I think they really have it. And it's a good thing to see.
Hal, last thing for you here. Obviously, I know we're all in wait-and-see mode, and this is probably a question that you may not know the answer to at this point, but has there been any conversation around the team, around you guys, about what would happen if the game isn't played tonight? Like, would you immediately come back home to Nashville? Has that been discussed at all?
Well, I do know that Columbus isn't going to have any fans. And so if they cancel a game in Toronto – this is Toronto. We're not talking about just any little town. This is a huge hockey market. If they cancel a game in Toronto, I assume other games are going to be canceled. So I don't know that. I assume we'd pack our stuff and head home. I don't know. And we'll wait and see. I don't think this road trip continues if there's no game in Toronto. That would be my guess.
It'll be really interesting to see what happens as we go through the day today. Hal Gill, thanks for joining us so much this morning, man. We appreciate it, and be safe.
All right, guys. Wish I had more info for you. I'm waiting like you guys.
Yeah, we're all in wait and see mode right now. Thanks, Hal. Appreciate you. Hal Gill, brought to you each and every week by Puckett's. This is just a crazy situation, Corey. Just kind of sitting in the hotel waiting to see, are we playing tonight? Is this road trip continuing to go on? Are we going home to Nashville? Like, what's happening?
I think we all feel like we know the answer.
We do.
We're just waiting for the official word. Like he said, the Board of Governors meeting this afternoon. Real quickly, Rachel Nichols from ESPN tweeting out that the Toronto Raptors, who played the Jazz in Salt Lake Monday night, they are in quarantine.
Yeah.
And they've had all of their road personnel tested.
Ooh.
And they are awaiting results of those tests. So, again, this is part of the process of starting to clear up. It's about information. I mean, that's one of the things we keep talking about, is information is power. It's power for medical personnel, and it's power for these leagues to make decisions going forward.
Rachel Nichols also tweeted that Mavericks owner Mark Cuban told them on Get Up on ESPN that his expectation is the NBA season will not be canceled, just postponed, and that he could see NBA games going as late as August this year. So that would certainly be interesting to monitor.
Well, that would indicate that they're going to play the rest of the regular season.
Yeah.
Also, that's an indication, too, because the Olympics is around that time, too. So,
I talked about that. No question. We'll continue this discussion on the other side of the break. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Corey Curtis here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Final segment of the day here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside the legendary Corey Curtis from News 2 joining me here this morning, taking you through a Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The coronavirus has been a very popular topic of conversation today, and it will continue to be in the coming days as the NBA postpones their season last night. The NHL potentially following suit today. We're looking forward to hearing that announcement later in the day. Let's go to Ryan, who has called in wanting to weigh in on this topic. Ryan, go ahead. Thanks for calling in to ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Morning, guys. I got a feeling it's going to be canceled. There's a Toronto sports writer took a picture of the Preds gear. It's all packed up on the cart, and his lines on Twitter literally says, and it's a legit guy. I checked it, everything. Blue check mark says, equipment should be in the visiting locker room, and it's all packed up like it's about ready to be shipped off and like they're about ready to come home.
Wow.
So I got a feeling this season's going to be suspended.
Well, I think both Corey and I think you're right, Ryan. I mean, I think that may be the logical
step. I saw that picture as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, when they announced this morning that, you know, the morning skates are canceled.
When they announced last night they were going to readdress it today.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of knew that this may be the case. And look, we still don't know officially that will be the case, but it's difficult for me to imagine the NHL not following the lead of the NBA because, I mean, unfortunately, there's also, like, the lawsuit element you have to think of as well. I mean, that happens a lot, and we've had somebody text in about that as well. You know, when you start messing around with diseases like this and spreading it, sometimes that comes into fold as well. So the last thing you want to do if you're the NHL is decide to continue to play, and then all of a sudden, 2 days from now, a couple of your players test positive for coronavirus, and there you are still having them play against each other on the ice.
And, you know, we may be wondering, is it too late to get things under wraps? And I don't know. I mean, because it's out there, so there's no stopping it. But I'm just looking at a map now. I mean, there are still many states, New Mexico, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, West Virginia, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota. No reported cases in any of those states.
Right.
And then there's a lot of states which just are at 1 to 5 still. And so, you know, the numbers are still small. Now, obviously, they're a lot bigger than that because we don't know. Those are just confirmed cases.
Right.
But if the whole point is if we get it under wraps now, we can really slow the spread of this thing, and I think that's what everyone's finally embracing.
Yeah. Let's go to Taylor, who has called in wanting to weigh in on this topic. Taylor, thanks for calling in to ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, thank you, sir. My Titans' first payment is due, I think, in couple days.
Your Titans.
What do you think?
Well, look, I think certainly by the time the football season gets here, things will be under control.
You would hope so, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, they're already getting things, and if this can calm people some, I hope so. In countries like China, where it started, they're already getting it under control by doing some of the quarantining
right.
that we're starting to do here. You know, it just takes a couple of weeks to get things under control. And so I think certainly by the time the football season gets here, you know, we'll be at a return to football.
So there's some more breaking news from Adrian Wojnarowski.
Okay.
Donovan Mitchell has tested positive for the coronavirus.
Wow. So obviously a member of the Utah Jazz there has been around Rudy Gobert. You have to wonder, is he the last member of the Jazz that's going to test positive for coronavirus?
Well, I mean, all those guys got tested last night, so the results are apparently just coming in.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if he is the last one. And as I said, the team they played, the Toronto Raptors, on Monday, all of those players are quarantined and have been tested. So we'll get results on those guys soon.
And it also says Jazz players privately say that Rudy Gobert had been carelessly in the locker room touching other players and their belongings, just like he did at the press conference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he seems like a real swell guy.
It seems like that relationship may be a little strained.
Yeah. I couldn't believe when I saw the video, and look, I get it.
I get it,
too. It happens. You're playing around. You don't think you have it.
It's part of that whole denial that I'm talking about, where people just, it's not a big deal, and I don't have it, blah, 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 blah. Well, bam.
Turns out you do. And you're messing around. You're touching, you know, recorders and microphones that, you know, you just had a press conference about the coronavirus. You get done. You get up from the table, and you start putting your hands all over, you know, recorders and microphones that the media members have. Trying to be funny, trying to make a joke about it, and then all of a sudden, you have coronavirus. Now, apparently, Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz has coronavirus as well. Jazz players privately say that Rudy Gobert has been careless in the locker room, touching other players and their belongings. You might think it's funny at the time. It's not so funny now. And that's a good way, like you said, I'm sure his teammates are just thrilled with what Rudy Gobert has been doing over the course of the last few days.
And again, maybe that's how he got it.
I mean, we don't know.
We're worried about him spreading it that way. That could be the way he got it, by joking around, touching everything. I mean, like, I know, like, with the president, the health officials are imploring him to stop shaking hands with everyone,
yeah.
and he's not going to do it. And what's the say, pride cometh before the fall. You know, sometimes you got to listen to people. And right now, people are saying, wash your hands, don't shake hands. 6 feet, isn't that the distance we want to keep?
Yeah.
To do that for 2 weeks, guys, it's not a huge ask. It's not a huge infringement on our freedom. It's a small sacrifice to pay to get our country through this as fast as we possibly can.
Yeah. I mean, I think the topic of washing your hands has come up a ton lately. That should probably be something we do to begin with.
Yeah.
In general, but certainly more heightened importance as of late, especially this time of year when illnesses are flying around everywhere.
They have posted a song in our bathroom at work to sing while you're washing your
hands. Really?
Yeah.
Just to get the required amount of time?
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's kind of a making the best of a bad situation.
Yeah.
And you know what I find myself doing? Sitting there singing the song.
How is your singing voice?
Oh, I'm terrible, but that's not what matters. What matters is I'm washing my hands for 20 to 30 seconds.
That's true. I mean, look, we're I guess a few hours away now from discovering what decision the NHL has made on this. Obviously, that's a very popular topic of conversation here locally with the Predators being on a road trip. It's going to be really interesting to see what decision the NHL comes to, how that affects the Predators, how that affects the rest of the NHL schedule moving forward. When you come back, if they do suspend play, do you come back and play the entire season as scheduled? Do you go straight into the playoffs? Is there alternate options that you may have available to you there? That's something I don't think any of us know the answer to at this point, but I'm kind of waited on bated breath to see what the NHL decides to do and whether or not they follow the NBA's lead later today.
Well, it doesn't look like any of these conference tournaments are following
no,
the NBA's
lead
because it's almost 10 a.m. now, and we're counting it down by the hour, and no one has canceled games for the rest of the day. I think it's really interesting that we could have some basketball on today, and I'm going to make the best of a bad situation and hope for the best and enjoy the games I get to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a crazy day in sports. We appreciate everybody joining us today here on the show. Corey, thank you so much for coming on with me today. I appreciate it.
All right, just pass me the hand sanitizer.
I can do that. We've got Clorox. We've got hand sanitizer. We've got it all. That's going to do it for us today here on Morning Drive. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. to break down maybe the decision the NHL has made. That'll be next. Darren Donick and Chase coming up next year on ESPN 102.5 The Game. That'll do it for us today. We'll see you tomorrow. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.